Hello.
Hi, Donnie. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Were you able to make it to the bank, or did you need me to call you back?
Yeah, I went to the bank.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry. Did someone have a question?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was the missus and she had a question. I wanted to make sure I wasn't ignoring her. Oh, okay. And the card that you're using, Donnie, it's in your name?
Yeah, it's my name. It's on the business end, my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? I'm sorry.
It says Donald J. Hatfield, and then it says my business name underneath it.
Hatfield, and then it has a business name underneath of it. And then you said the is the billing address still the 2155 Peola Road?
No, it's
the
4119, yeah.
That's right. We changed it. Hold on one second. I don't know why it reverted back to that. My goodness. Hold on. I have it right here. Where'd it go? 4119 Steager Street, right?
Yes.
Pittsburgh 15234. Okay. The business name, does it have the LLC in it that's on your card, or is it just DK Stump Grinding?
It's just DK Stump Grinding.
Okay. All right. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American
Visa.
Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
4436.
Uh-huh.
2700.
Okay.
1183.
Uh huh.
5993.
Expiration month and year.
Is 326.
326. And what's the CBB code on the back?
626.
626. Okay. Now, before I even process this transaction, okay. What I'm going to be doing first is I'm going to walk you through what's called our voice verification recording, all right? Yeah. And basically, this is an added form of protection for you, okay? So the reason that I do this is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And like I said, added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing, Donnie, along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything you do not understand, I want you to do me a favor and stop me. So this way we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean?
All right.
And then I'll make sure to go over it with you and rephrase it, because I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding, you know, before we even process the payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DK Stump Grinding, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Donald Hatfield, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result, let me go back. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Donnie, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there is a number that I'm going to ask you to save in your contacts, and I'm going to read that number to you. Let me know when you're ready. Okay.
Right.
And the reason why I'm going to give you this number is because our calls from our company are going to come from our customer service number, and that number is 877-635-6225. You're going to save that number as local, L-O-C-A-L, splash, like a splash of water. You're going to save that under your contacts in your phone. Okay, so this way you never lose our number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive? Again, to the phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. Now, because sometimes you might get calls from a third-party vendor that are not related to us, I'm going to provide you a security question, and this is how you're going to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. The security question, you can choose between one of three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
What was your mom's maiden name?
Massey.
How do you spell that?
M-A-S-S-E-Y.
M-A-S-S-E-Y? Massey?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're going to do is whenever we call, you're going to say, what's my security question? If it's us calling you, we're going to give you the security question. Massey, your mom's maiden name. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, as a result, also, I want you to be aware, okay, that having that increased visibility, I'll give you an example, right? Several of my clients, they get calls, you know, from a company called Yelp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Yelp offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive those calls, and if you are interested in trying out Yelp, let me know, because we can offer you a discounted rate.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of our verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items that are recommended for the Google business verification, okay? Some of these might not apply to you, okay, Donnie? But if we do require those things, we kindly ask you that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, okay? Now, failure to provide the documents, the necessary documents that we might require from you within that time frame could result in delays or suspension of your account, okay? If we require any of these documents, do you agree to at least submit them within the 7 days?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is going to be July 16th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. Now, Donnie, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your payment, your monthly payment, will automatically renew on the 16th day of each month, and that's going to be in the discounted amount of $549. So it will be a monthly recurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that is the number that I asked you to save in your contacts, 877-635-6225. Now, to prevent those charges for your next month of service, okay, I do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Make sure that you speak with the live agent so that way the cancellation's done, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. Now, in a couple minutes, you're going to start receiving a bunch of different text messages and emails, okay? And then we're going to go over that as well. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Because I'm going to block an hour, and basically the technician's going to talk to you about, for example, the website, because I know we're building you a website, right? If I'm not mistaken, they're going to talk to you about, you know, your Facebook ads, your Google ads. So they're going to go way over more in detail with you. So I want to schedule it, you know, at a time that's going to be convenient for you. What time works best?
Probably around 5.
Around 5, your time? Okay. Real quick, Donnie, because I think you mentioned you were transferring money or something, because it came back that the payment, there was insufficient funds.
Right. Yeah, can you do $500 on that and the other $40 on my other card then?
Okay,
I just paid my QuickBooks and I forgot about that.
Oh, okay. Would it be better to just do the full amount tomorrow for you, or?
I mean, I could do the full, just the cards, just $500 out of that account, and then you could do the $40 out of my other one.
Okay, give me one second here, okay, hon?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Okay, in the meantime, let me do this. I might have to have my manager jump on this real quick, but let me start going over some notes with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned just stump grinding, right? Stump removal?
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it.
Just those. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Both?
Yeah,
okay.
Both, yeah.
Okay.
And I got that contractor's license too. I renewed it last night.
Okay, one second. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. This month, I'm only going to charge you the, excuse me. Here I go with the cough again.
Yes.
This month, I'm only going to charge you the $500. Okay. Standby. Now, moving forward, it's going to be $549, okay? So we can save you at least $49, you know, this month. Give me a second because she's just working it out for me. Of course, no worries. Okay, so let me go here. Let me just edit this part real quick. Okay, so let me fix it here. There we go. What are your, let me look and see what it says on your page here, what it currently says for your, okay. So here's what I'm going to do for you. You're going to pay $4.99 today. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to save you $50 this month. That's good, right?
Yeah,
whatever I can do, listen, whatever I can do to help you, I'm going to help you, okay? So at least that'll help you out some, you know? Hey, every little bit counts, right?
Yep.
Let me tell you, even on my gas tank, it's like crazy. Do you want to take a look at your card because it says, or take a look at your text messages because sometimes I came back with a suspected
fraud. Yeah, no, I just got it.
Okay. So we're going to wait a couple of minutes just before we try the card because it might ask you, hey, do you recognize this charge?
Okay. Yeah, it just asks a yes or no. Can we say
okay.
Yes?
Okay, put yes because if you put no, then it won't let me. And we're going to wait a few minutes, okay, Donnie, before we even do that, before we try it again, okay, hon? Now,
yeah, so anyway, it's better Victor Khan just allow 1 or 2 minutes before using it again. So.
Yeah, no worries. In the meantime, let's go over some of your notes. Now, you do have a business Facebook page?
Yeah.
Or do
yeah.
we need to make one for you?
I have
one. I think I saw one. Yes, you have one.
Yeah,
okay, you have Facebook. Now, on your Facebook page and your Google Business profile, you're going to add us on as managers, okay? Not owners, managers. The technician will walk you through it. Let me see here. And then let me take a look. Oh, hours of operation on your profile, it shows Monday through Sunday, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How far do you want to target?
About 30 miles.
30 miles? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what forms of payments do you take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Credit cards and ACH, doing a QuickBooks bills and cash and checks.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you do cash, checks, credit card, debit.
Yes.
Any Zelle or Venmo, anything like that, or no?
No.
Okay. Let me see here. Is there anyone else that we need to notate on the account to make changes in case, in the event, you're not able to call in and make a change?
My fiance is on the LLC. So she's never chilling right there now with it. But yeah, you can put it on just in case.
Well, just in case, you know, what's her first and last name?
It's Keren.
K-E-N.
K-E-R-R-I-A-N-N.
Keren.
Keren? Keren. Yeah, Keren, one word.
K-E-R-R-I-N-N.
K-E-R-R-I-A-N-N.
A-N-N. Oh, Keren. Oh, that's pretty. What's her last name?
Birmingham.
Birmingham, like Alabama?
Yeah, like B-I-R-M.
Uh-huh.
I-N-G-H-A-M.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. And then let me put your mother's maiden name here, Macy. Now, tomorrow, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, it's going to be me calling you to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
If I am not available, then they are going to call you directly, okay?
They're
not going to wait for me. Now, I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just in case if it slips your mind.
Yes.
So this way it's like that friendly reminder, right? If you're in the middle of a job and, or let's just say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment. Now, starting from tomorrow, Donnie, we're going to get things going here, okay? Because they got to verify everything you and I went over to make sure I notated everything correctly. So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, which are going to already start generating phone calls for you, okay? You're going to also be able to start tracking your results with us as well. 7 to 14 days, okay? You're also going to be able to see your website live and your Facebook ads and your Google ads will be live. All of those. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay?
No.
Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, okay, I'm always going to tell you that the first page placement on Google will take 45 to 60 days in the local map, even though I'm going to tell you, Donnie, I've seen it happen sooner, and it could happen sooner for you because you already have the Google Business profile. What you're doing is adding us on as managers. However,
okay.
I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? But in the meantime, Google ads, Facebook ads, website, directories, those are all going up a lot sooner, okay? Now, couple of things that you should have been receiving, and I'll need you to pull up and open. There's going to be one that says initial invoice.
All right.
We sent it to your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. So you're going to open that up, and it goes on to say, hello, Donald J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that.
One second.
No worries. Take your time. When you click on it, it should open up this page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah, yes, I got it.
Okay. Now, on that page, you're going to scroll towards the bottom. There's a box that right next to it, it says mobile phone. And in that box,
yeah,
you have your phone number. Now, the three boxes below, the first one, you're going to check it because you're saying you agree to receive text messages from us to your phone number.
Yep.
The next one says you certify that it's your name on the card that you provided. You're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. The other one says that you acknowledge that your payments are automatic and recurring. And then where it says to sign in that box, type it as it is there. Don't put a period after the J because it's really sensitive, the system. Just put Donald space J space Hatfield. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up a page asking you to put in a username and password. Let me know when you see that. You might have to turn your phone sideways if you don't see the little button.
Yeah,
yeah, can't have. What is that? Horizontal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always get those two mixed up. I was bad at that in school, too. I always try to remember, vertical means, if I'm vertical, that means I'm alive. If I'm horizontal, then that means that, yeah, I'm not breathing no more. They say, right?
Yeah.
All
right. All right, buddy.
Oh, I hear the little one, huh?
Yeah, he's four.
Aw. He's four? Oh, my gosh. That is such a sweet age. Did it take you to the username and password? Okay. Yeah, so remember, Donald space J space Hatfield. Okay. Does he like sports?
Yes, something I always say.
Okay. Make sure, did I spell your last name correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can probably run the website and
okay.
All right, now username.
Username and password. Perfect. Okay, now I'm going to send you this text message, and I want you to try to log in, okay?
All right.
Your username is going to be the phone number 412-341-0906. It's going to be that phone number. No dashes.
All right.
No dashes, just a straight phone number altogether.
All right.
Now, let me send you your password, and I'll read it off to you, but the password is going to be all lowercase. It's going to be one word.
What, dude?
Top, T-O-P.
Wait, say that one more time, sir.
No, you're okay. We're almost done, sweetheart. He's probably like, come on now. Okay, so. It's all lowercase, one word. T as in Tom. O as in Oscar. P as in Paul. Video. V as in Victor. I. D as in David. E. O as in Oscar. Top video.
My visit.
Okay.
Tom Video.
Top Video.
Top or Tom?
No, Top. T-O-P as in Paul.
I got you.
Top Video, one word, all lowercase.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, when you log in, it'll probably tell you, like, oh, they're working on it, or it might say it's something's wrong. Remember, the technician's got to go in and customize all this for you, but this is where you would go in and track your results with us.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as these steps are being completed, we're going to also be sending you notifications so that way you're aware of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Right.
The last thing, and you can exit out of that, the last thing I need you to look for is the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification. Now, we like to be proactive. Okay, Donnie. Some of these items you might not have, and that's okay. You're just going to send us the ones that you do have. All right? So give you an example. Send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, business license, insurance, or maybe you got business registration, the LLC. Send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of business cards you hand out. Whatever's on that list, send us pictures that you have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
None of these are going to post online. We just like to have them on hand in our back office because if for whatever reason Google says, hey, we need this, we're not calling to bug you to now dig for it and get it to us, okay?
Yep.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Thank you so much, Donnie, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm so excited for you. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nah, how long does it normally take for the account to be active?
I'm going to say, once everything is all said and done, you know, I mean, it's hard. Well, it's like I said, the directory submission is 5 to 7 days. Google ads, Facebook ads, website are 7 to 14 days, right? The local map is what I'm always going to say, the 45 to 60, even when I've seen it happen sooner. I like to say this, the first month, even though a lot of it is a programming, that's not going to say you won't get some calls, right? But when you're going to feel the strength of the program, I'm going to tell you it's going to be in the second month, okay, to be transparent, right?
Yeah.
But what's really helpful is because you already have the Google Business profile and the Facebook, what you're doing is adding us on as managers, so that's even more helpful because we're not having to get you verified. Do you see what I'm saying? You've already done that first step, so that's a plus. Okay?
All right.
Well, we will talk with you tomorrow. I'm sending you the calendar invite right now. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you during that time. I'm making sure I'm going to do my very best to be available when it's time to call you because I love doing the introduction. It's one of my most favorite parts, only because you and I have built a good rapport, and I want to do that introduction. Okay? All right, Donnie. Well, if you have any other questions, please feel free and reach out to me, okay? And you'll have a team. You're actually going to have a team dedicated to your account, and you will also have an account manager, okay, which is a specific person that's like a point of contact. So this way you got both of them, okay?
All right.
All right, Donnie. You have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy your time with the little one.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.